From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Peace talks begin again for Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists. The talks were launched today, even as fighting raged in the country's east, killing both soldiers and civilians. Shelling in the strategic transport hub of Debaltseve killed 12 civilians and 15 Ukrainian soldiers, according to the police chief of the rebel-held Donetsk region. Debaltseve is located northeast of the city of Donetsk and connects it with Luhansk, which is another major rebel stronghold. The government still retains primary control of the vital rail and road junction, which has been without water, power, or gas for days. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels to Ukraine next week to show support for the government. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki.
He was in Ukraine about a year ago. Obviously, we remain steadfast supporters of Ukraine. We've provided them a range of security assistance, a range of economic assistance. I expect he'll talk with them about the progress they've made and need to continue to make over the coming months. He'll meet, as I mentioned, with a range of officials and also talk about how we can continue to work together to de-escalate the situation on the ground.
There had been speculation that Secretary Kerry might travel to Moscow during the trip, becoming the most senior U.S. official to visit Russia since the start of the Ukraine crisis last year. The Russian credit, a top Russian official is accusing a leading rating agency of trying to turn tycoons against the Kremlin. Standard & Poor's earlier this week downgraded Russia's credit to non-investment grade, first time in a decade. The deputy prime minister yesterday said the goal of the downgrade was to push businesses to withdraw support from Vladimir Putin's government. A third American has been charged by U.S. prosecutors in connection with last month's coup attempt in Gambia. The 41-year-old U.S. resident with Gambian citizenship is charged with conspiring to invade a friendly country. This is VOA News. The African Union is moving forward with a request for a military force to stop the spread of Boko Haram insurgency in West Africa. VOA's Gabe Joslow reports from Addis Ababa.
African Union Commissioner for Peace and Security, Samael Cherghi, said the first meetings on the formation of a 7,500-troop force to confront Boko Haram will take place in Cameroon in the coming days.
We'll have indeed the challenge of financing this force, and discussions are ongoing. And for us, indeed, the best will be within the assessed contributions of UN.
The AU Peace and Security Council has requested a multinational African force to conduct operations against the Islamist group, seen as an increasing threat to the country's neighbors, in particular Cameroon and Chad. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Addis Ababa.
Negotiations with Islamic State militants in an attempt to save the lives of a Japanese journalist and a Jordanian military pilot are at an apparent standstill today. The militants had threatened to kill two if the country of Jordan did not release an Iraqi woman on death row for her role in a deadly 2005 suicide bombing attack in Amman. People in both Jordan and Japan took to the streets Friday calling for the hostages' safe return. Authorities in Pakistan say it was a powerful bomb that ripped through a crowded Shiite Muslim mosque on Friday that killed 58 worshippers and wounded more than 50 others. Ayaz Ghul has details.
Pakistani police say the bomb went off in a central mosque for the minority Shiite community in Shikarpur, around 470 kilometers north of Karachi, when hundreds of worshippers were busy offering Friday prayers. Rescue workers say a portion of the building collapsed because of the intense explosion, trapping many of the victims under the rubble. This was the second attack against a Shiite place of worship in Pakistan this month. A splinter faction of the outlawed Pakistani Taliban, called Jundullah, has claimed responsibility for Friday's deadly assault. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
More than 100 people in the United States have become infected with the measles virus since last month. Measles is highly contagious. Symptoms include blotchy rash, fever, and runny nose. There have been no deaths so far, but more than 90 of the cases are in California, where state officials say they are linking the infections to the Disneyland theme park. The White House is urging all Americans to get their children vaccinated. The number one world tennis player, Serena Williams of the United States, has won the Australia Open with a straight sets victory over second-seeded Russian Maria Sharapova. Williams now has 19 Grand Slam titles. With this, her sixth Australian championship, she also defeated Sharapova in their last 16 pairings. The 6-3, 7-6 victory today in Melbourne leaves her just three titles shy of Steffi Graf's record, 22, in the Open era. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.